Let's start with an overview of cancer. We want to look at some of the causes. First, genetic factors, meaning that it runs in your family, that there's a predisposition for your family to have certain types of cancers. The most commonly believed to be cause of laryngeal cancer is due to chronic irritation, most likely smoking and other types of air irritants, but could be drinking anything that can contribute to chronic laryngitis and chronic laryngitis that lasts for a long time. Air pollution is the newest factor to this list. I've had it on this list for several years, but it is looking at higher instances of cancer in areas with more pollution, particularly from vehicles, could be minor aspects of the gas exchange, but also things from the car that are coming off, little particles of metal and things like that. So irritation from air pollution. Laryngeal cancer is most common after the age of 55, so you're going to see lots of older gentlemen with this. As I've said, it's a 9-to-1 ratio in favor of men, but I believe that's changing in that the largest group of new smokers is 20 to 30-year-old women. So I would assume that these ratios are changing. This one's a little bit old, and you want to be on the lookout for that. Please remember, it does occur in children, even at birth. I have seen a 2-year-old with a total laryngectomy due to laryngeal cancer, so we don't always know why. This is probably a genetic factor. But the thing to remember is that the prognosis for laryngeal cancer is very good, especially if we catch it early.